Well, we're back.
We are back.
We're continuing season three of Marketplace Kingdom, the podcast from Empowerment Institute and One Rock Strategics. As before, our ongoing purpose is to bring you biblical perspectives and encouraging conversations that help equip you to advance God's kingdom right where you are. I'm DJ Swanger, and my co-host is Pastor Dave Heisinger. Whether you're listening to us here in the U.S. or anywhere around the world, we're glad you're with us. Now, we're changing up our format a bit, moving to shorter, more frequent podcast releases. Hopefully, this will increase the number of folks who can take time out of their overall busyness and listen through in one sitting. And moving to a weekly schedule should enable us to get more information and encouragement out to you, our listeners, on a regular basis. Dave, what do you think about this new format?
Well, I think we are meeting a need. What we hear is that people are agreeing with us, but they're saying, now give me some practical information. Let me know what to do next. Let me know what to do tomorrow. So I think we're just responding to a need.
So we're probably going to end up bringing some really down-to-earth practical strategies to folks on a more regular basis. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying, yep.
Okay, Dave. So why don't you get us started?
Well, burning in my heart today are the lives of millions of Christians across the globe who are experiencing life at all different kinds of levels, right? And we sitting here in the United States, I am in Minnesota, Don Swanger is in Michigan, and here we sit looking at Christians across the globe, and how many countries are potentially picking up this podcast, Don?
At one point or another, since we started the podcast, 70 countries. In any given 30-day period of time, there's about 25 to 30 checking in.
And so, we are finding that there is hunger among Christians, and a lot of our listeners aren't necessarily Christian, but they're interested in this. Can the Church of Jesus Christ make a transformational shift globally and in their own cities? And what means in the way that that happens? And so, in a simple answer to that question, Don, is yes, right? The believers in Jesus Christ can make a transformational shift by the power of heaven itself, by the power of Jesus Christ, through the working of the Holy Spirit, our King, establishing his rule in different regions of our globe by faithful citizens of the kingdom of God, engaging with the King to establish his rule and his authority. And I believe that we today need to encourage and help those Christians. Because what I'm experiencing today, Don, is that there's an ongoing confusion, perhaps. Maybe it's a discouragement that the institutional church is more concerned about establishing its own existence, perhaps, than they are in advancing the kingdom of God. And I'm not sure that that's happening across the globe that way, but it seems to be a fact that people are stuck building buildings and stuck concerned about numbers inside their buildings and stuck on getting enough money to do programs, and they're missing out on the fact that millions of people around are dying and going to hell. And so, Don, I'd like to talk today about some simple ways for a believer in Jesus Christ to begin to step forward in advancing the kingdom of God in their spheres of influence, and to not be uptight about the institutional church today, but to be set free and engaging in what God has done for them, and to receive their authority as believers in Christ, to say yes, and then to wait on the pouring out of the Holy Spirit to engage in that calling. Now, that what I just said, Don, we could preach for hours and hours, but what people, I think, are saying to us, they're saying yes, 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 yes. We want to see the kingdom of God advance far more than we want to build a building and get as many people into it and get as much money as we can. I think there are so many people out there across our globe saying, we want to see the kingdom of God advance in our cities and in our families, in our counties, in our people group, our language group. We want to see the kingdom of God advance, and we want to take part in it. So, Don, that's the question I believe the Lord has put before us. But I'd like to invite you to reflect on that question and the need that we are experiencing from the interest across the globe.
Okay. Well, I should probably preface by saying we didn't consult before starting this podcast today. So what you're saying is new and fresh to me, and I'm looking at some notes I jotted down that I was looking to cover on this podcast that I wanted to throw out to you. There was a YouTube video that is circulating on the web right now on Facebook. And it's a pastor, I don't know what his name is off the top of my head, but it's a pastor talking about the failings of Bible Belt Christianity here in the U.S. That there are these churches on every corner, there is this nominally Christian culture that's being talked about, that's being owned and claimed by folks throughout the Midwest and the South, the area of the U.S. that's known as the Bible Belt, where folks consider themselves Christian because mom and dad were Christian, grandma and grandpa were Christian, great-grandma and great-grandpa were Christian. We go to church every Sunday. Some of us serve on the board, or we're deacons, or whatever. You know, we go through all those motions, and yet there's a fundamental lack of obedience to clear biblical principles in the day-to-day, Monday through Saturday night life. And this brother, in his little short YouTube clip, is saying, I wish if that's all you're going to do is attend once a week and not commit to obedience and not commit to a clear biblical perspective that influences what you do during the course of the week, what you do in your 9-to-5, I wish you would stop calling yourself Christian. Because from a biblical perspective, you're not. And you're in danger. You're in danger. There are surveys out that say the people who claim to be Christians, the people who name the name of Christ, would engage Christianly. 90% say in the surveys they would engage Christianly in their day-to-day lives if they knew what to say. But they don't. And they're not being taught from the pulpit how to engage in the key issues that people are talking about. Other forces in the world besides Christian people are framing the conversation. And when they frame those conversations, and when they call for action, they're doing so from a fundamentally non-Christian standpoint. And these folks don't know what to do, because they haven't been equipped to do anything other than show up.
Don, I want to just affirm what you're saying, but I want to join in and say, I agree, they are equipped, but the equipment that people are receiving from attending church is not about advancing the kingdom. It's about participating in propagating the American success track of Christianity. And so they're being equipped with the idea that if they give money, they are going to receive a blessing. They're being equipped that if they attend regularly and serve in some capacity of programming in the church, that they are good Christians. But sadly enough, they don't know that God is calling them individually and personally and empowering them by His Spirit to do great work for the kingdom. They are not being told that they actually have a sphere of influence. They're being told that the church is their sphere. And they're not being told that their spheres of influence out in the world they live in are actually the grounds God is calling them to go to. They're thinking that operating within a church, driving somebody to Sunday school, is the grounds which they need to operate, and that that's their calling. When the Bible just makes it very clear that Jesus Christ came to bring the kingdom of God, that the Apostle Paul was sent out to advance God's kingdom, and the people today need to know that that doesn't change, that the kingdom of God is still the calling to go out and bring it to the world around them. But people don't know that that's how they're equipped. They think they're equipped to propagate local church. I'm just reading about Paul in Rome. When Paul arrived in Rome in Acts chapter 28, he arrived already to a city that had many, many small groups. Now, we don't know how many house churches or small groups there actually were, but when he arrived, the people were so glad to see him. They met him there. And already we know that Priscilla and Aquila made their way to Rome, and they were already working. So small groups were already going forward. People were already advancing the kingdom in their spheres of influence. They didn't just look for other Christians. They went and they found people in everyday life, working as soldiers, working in the marketplace, working in education, in all different spheres, and finding them and bringing the community of Christ to them. In our American society today, we've gotten confused, and we thought that church was a building and a structure and participation in that. And that, because we have a strong America, has infected the globe, and we've forgotten how absolutely fantastic it is to see the kingdom of God advance regardless of the American church. And I'm excited today to join in seeing how we can identify spheres of influence in people's lives, commission them as ambassadors into those spheres of influence, and speak in equipping over them, engage in the apostolic gift that is given us, and send people out under the authority and the power and the equipment of the gifts of the Spirit and the Word of God. I think today, Don, in the few minutes we have left, we need to send people out. This may be the first time that they've been sent. And I think there's thousands of listeners across the globe today that have not been sent. They've been made to feel guilty. They've been told to give money. They've been told to come sit in a pew, but they haven't been sent. And today, I believe, Don, listeners are saying, send me. Send me. I'm ready to go.
Well, Dave, we've talked before about the seven key arenas or gateways to the heart and mind of a culture, the pathways to seeing transformation occur. And each of us moves with some degree of primacy in one or more of those. Most of us move in the family sphere. Most of us move to one degree or another in a faith community. But then the others, education, business, media, be it social media, we're all consumers of media in one way or another, and some of us are producers of media, arts and entertainment, law and government. All of those different arenas are gateways where Christians can bring their influence to bear, but they've been conditioned to think that those are some kind of neutral territory where they have to keep their faith to themselves and function as de facto secular humanists in order to get along. That living in a pluralistic country means we have to take our faith and put it on the shelf when we go to work at our supposedly secular job, or when we sit down at dinner with our friends or family members who don't happen to share our faith perspective. Yet, Paul says in Romans, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, and we need to be able to get to a point where we speak boldly and compellingly, with compassion, from our Christian perspective, not being ashamed of the gospel and what it's done in our lives, in each of these seven arenas. And so I guess the question I would have for you, you know, we have the seven arenas, we're all involved in them, but it's easy to get overwhelmed. It's kind of like the Pharaoh's strategy for control, where he wanted to keep the people in bondage, so he gave them ever-increasing quotas. You know, you're going to make more bricks, and you're going to do it now without straw. The more he could heap on them, the less time they could spend becoming a threat to the way things were in Egypt. And so I guess my question for you would be, how do we narrow our kingdom focus down to maybe three critical areas or three critical focal points for each of these seven spheres or seven arenas?
It's good. I appreciate the question. And the we being anyone, and it's how do we help people understand that? So first thing we need to do is identify, Don. And identify is a work of God within us, work of the Holy Spirit within us, but it's also looking at our specific lives. So where has God put us? And identify that. It has to do with how we're made, how we're designed. I go to a gym 4 days a week, right? So I have a sphere of influence, and it's the gym. And when I see that as a sphere of influence, all of a sudden I have identified not just the gym, but what that represents. So when I go to the gym, I encounter people. And last week, I prayed over a soldier who was suffering from PTSD. And as I prayed over his brain, the Holy Spirit fell on him and he began to weep. And he asked me, what is this power? And I led him to Jesus Christ. Yesterday at the gym, I prayed over a man who goes like 6 days a week to one of the many different gyms around. And I said, can I pray for you in this endeavor? And he said, sure. I'm not sure what that means, but okay. I prayed for him, and he said to me after the prayer, it was just a basic prayer, he said to me, now you come here often. I said, yes. He said, good. We're going to do this again, and I'm going to learn from what just happened. Okay, we went on our way. That is a sphere of influence. Now, did I share Christ with them and throw them against the wall and show them the five steps to Christianity and made sure they had all their facts right? No, I brought the kingdom of God into that gymnasium. I brought the presence of the Holy Spirit just by being with me, and I gave that as a gift. Every week, these are two stories out of plentiful stories of just seeing that as my sphere of influence, so I've identified it. And now I go there with the expectation and the calling of bringing presence of the Spirit of God into that gymnasium. Now, I know that people need to help identify. So the question is, where has God placed me? It might be my career. That might be where I go on a frequent basis. And it might be my passion. Are you a musician and you have a passion? Well, we have an internet. And we have many opportunities for musicians on the internet. And I guarantee that if you believe God is calling you and you need to put your music to be made available to the vast globe that is clamoring for music, God is giving you a sphere of influence. I know a college girl who is in the scientific realm. She's in her third year in college, and she's going to get a biology degree. But she has friends that don't know Jesus all around her. And so, you know what she did? She said, I want to reach this sphere of influence and all these girlfriends that I have by starting a blog. And so this college girl who doesn't write for a living, who isn't studying English, but now started to write short statements of what it means to follow Jesus every day. And her sphere of influence, now about 50 girls have now started to follow her blog, and they get every day from her a statement about what it means to follow Jesus. She started this blog less than a month ago, and now she's followed by 50 friends in her sphere of influence, all in this college that she's part of. I have another friend who is an athlete, and he's got 4 kids, and he's looking for ways to increase his sphere and to see the kingdom of God advance. And so he joined a city league basketball team. No one on his team is Christian. Because of that, joining that in this past series, his team did really well in the league. One of his teammates now is starting to go to his church. Also, his team went into the prison sponsored by Christians and a Christian organization, and his team had to stand before these prisoners and speak about what it's like to be on the outside. He took that opportunity to speak about Christ. His team got to hear that, and everybody that was there from the prison got to hear that, and the conversations afterwards, and the amount of prisoners who wanted to come to Christ, he said, was staggering. All because this basketball player who has a job and has a family said, I want to identify a sphere of influence that I could have. Now, he has moved into the sports arena, a sports mountain, and advancing the kingdom of God. I have so many stories that are just coming forward, people stepping forward. There's a young woman who has a degree in early child development. She wanted to identify her sphere of influence. She also needed a job. And so, out of courage, by a call burning inside her, she opened up her own daycare. She had to turn away children, and she reached the maximum of kids that she could have in her own home. And these are not Christian families that are sending their children to her house, but she has named her daycare clearly a name that would tell people, your children are going to learn about Jesus. Now these children are being discipled in what it means to be followers of Jesus. And those parents have been interested, and some of them have come and attended her church because that's her sphere of influence. And they're hearing about, thankfully, she goes to a church that welcomes those people, and they hear clearly the gospel message. Her sphere of influence is increasing, and now the education mountain is being touched by this courageous young woman who sees her daycare not as just a means of making money, but as a sphere of influence. And she has been commissioned, and she's been sent into that mountain. I know a young man who just graduated from college, and he felt this burning within him to reach Chinese people, and he didn't know how his business degree would impact Chinese people. So he went on an internship after graduation in China and came back 6 weeks later with so much passion for Chinese people. So right now I am praying with that young man about how he can influence Chinese people in America, and we're identifying that mountain. We don't know exactly how it's working yet. He has Chinese relationships. He has entered into some Chinese community in our Minnesota region looking for Chinese people in the business realm to bring the kingdom of God. Now, he's been commissioned, he's been sent, and he's finding out how his influence is starting to touch some Chinese people in our community. Whatever level you're at, the Lord wants to send you. And so, Don, I would like to conclude our podcast today by you and I commissioning and sending, stepping into apostolic gifting, and releasing people all over the globe into the spheres of influence.
Amen.
Can we do that?
I think so. Well, to the folks out there, whether you're here in the U.S. or around the world, you have been uniquely called and gifted and placed where you are for such a time as this.
Yes.
And whether you are the banker in Shanghai,
yes,
the school developer in the Middle East,
yes,
pastor, counselor, working with expats in Germany,
yes,
the youth workers in India, the entrepreneurs and businessmen and coffee farmers in Africa,
yes,
the government officials, the diplomats, whoever you are, wherever you are, in Ireland, in England, in France, throughout Eastern Europe, throughout Africa, throughout Asia, throughout Central America and North America, the Pacific. I'm going to steal a prayer from a friend of mine that they use with their ministry every morning. And I'm going to expand on it just a little bit, and I'm going to invite you to begin each day with this request. Lord, fill me today and open my eyes fresh.
Yes.
What would you have me to do with all the gifts, resources, and opportunities that you've trusted me with in this time and this place.
Yes.
You are released.
Yes.
Seek first God's kingdom.
Yes.
And all the stuff of life will be added to you.
Yes.
And don't get too fussed about tomorrow. Tomorrow has enough hassle to take care of itself.
Yes.
Worry about today and the opportunities that are there before you. And Dave and I release you in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
And we pray the presence of God to settle upon you and to go around with you and to emanate off of you.
Yes.
Wherever you go.
Mm.
So that his presence rubs up against everybody else that you come in contact with.
Yes.
In your real world life. If you're about tending cattle or putting seeds in the ground, we pray a blessing on your livestock.
Yes.
We pray a blessing on your ground.
Yes.
So that you see a supernatural return for the sake of his kingdom, that you're blessed so that you can be a blessing. And if people go, is this happening? Why does this work? What just happened?
Yes.
And then you have the opportunity to speak the truth,
yes,
that Jesus is Lord in every area of life. Come follow him.
I see a software developer in India who sits at a desk with dozens of people around him. And he just works every day. And he doesn't talk with the people around, and he's wondering what his sphere of influence would be. And I speak heavenly wisdom and blessing to the software developer. And I declare over him that those dozens of people around him are his congregation. And God, I ask that you would build a relationship in that community for the kingdom of heaven. Would you bring a need before him that he could speak the authority of Christ, the power of the Spirit, and the rulership of Jesus? We commission him in Jesus' name.
Well, Dave, do you have anything you want to say in closing?
I think it is time for Christians across the globe to not worry about somebody else leading them. I think it's time for Christians across the globe to stand up and step out into their sphere of influence and who God has made them to be. You have been commissioned and released. Now, to quote my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, now, go. Go. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You've been listening to Released Where You Are, conversation with Dave Huizenga and DJ Swanger. This and other episodes of Marketplace Kingdom are available for free online listening, download, and non-commercial redistribution under a 2017 Creative Commons copyright. Costs for our podcast and ministry activities are covered by the generous support of listeners like you. For information on how you can sponsor a podcast or donate to our work, or to find out how you can have Dave Huizenga or DJ Swanger as a guest or speaker for your organization or event, email us at empowermentfriends@gmail.com. That's empowermentfriends@gmail.com. If you want to catch up or binge listen to past episodes, they can still be accessed at onerockstrategics.podomatic.com. And be sure to share Marketplace Kingdom with your friends. You can also follow us on our Facebook pages, Empowerment Institute and One Rock Strategics. If you're a Twitter user, you can follow our activity by going to @DJSwanger, and you can join the conversation at #OneRockTribe. Until next time, I'm DJ Swanger.
I'm Dave Heisinger.
Remember, you're important to Jesus right where you are. Thank you for listening. Have a great day and a blessed life.